This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is now manning the console, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And joining us right now is Mark Howitt, the producer-director of a documentary we linked to some weeks back about the plethora of obvious problems and inconsistencies with the official story regarding Sandy Hook. And Mark, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me on, Mike.
Well, I think the impression looking at your video was just the overwhelming abundance of problems with the official story. It isn't that you found one or two or three obvious logical contradictions. It's just that it went on and on and on and on and just hammered home the point. Something is wrong with that official story, underscoring the fact that it appears to be yet another one of these manufactured false flag hoaxes to scare Americans into surrendering their rights under the Second Amendment, to rely on government more to protect us from those evil people. And Mark, why don't you give us just a couple of the highlights, the major points that your video covers?
Sure. I've been making films since about 2009. 2010 is when I started making them, and it was basically just like YouTube documentaries using clips that I found on YouTube, assembling them and to try to present a story and to show the way that certain events are covered up by the media and stuff. And Sandy Hook was no exception. A lot of the viewers that were watching my documentary suggested that I cover the story, and they were really eager to watch my presentation of Sandy Hook. And one thing I find is really important to point out is when something like this happens, the best time to gather materials and to try to figure out what's going on is right away when the incident happens, so that you can be on top of the news, because a lot of times the news will report something and then later retract their story, or you'll find all sorts of anomalies with something as big as Sandy Hook or something in regards to that. So I was really busy collecting materials and stuff, and I wanted to present as much as I could in one shot, like you said. And one thing I found was the media definitely later retracted the story, and it just didn't make sense considering what I uncovered early on.
Well, there were a lot of contradictions early on, and you're absolutely right, because during those first few moments when the operations are underway, mistakes get made, things get reported that ought not to be. Remember in 9/11 how the BBC reported Building 7 had collapsed 26 minutes before it happened. But the longer you wait, the more the corporate media and the perpetrators of these false flags have to sort of polish the lie and say, this is the new official story, and that becomes the entrenched corporate history of the event. And it really is important at the very start of any of these things to just grab everything off the net you can and save it on your local machine, because that is where you're going to start finding where the official story is at least changing. And they're trying to cover up the inconsistencies. I remember the number of guns were kept changing, the type of guns kept changing. They kept insisting that he had taken this long gun into the school. Then they found out the gun was actually in the trunk of the car. And I think it got really weird when they started just keeping everybody so far away from the school that nobody could see anything, and they're still doing that now that the school itself is being demolished. The demolition crew are all under non-disclosure agreements. They're covering up the fact that Adam Lanza was on these medications that may have made him more prone to do this or be talked into it. And we had this video, this amazing video of the assistant prosecutor for the Connecticut Medical Examiner's Office trying to block a Freedom of Information Act request for Adam Lanza's medication, saying that even if in this one case Adam Lanza was driven to this by his medication, that's not important for the public to know because they might stop taking their medications. Then when you go and look at how big a part of Connecticut's economy pharmaceuticals are, you will understand what's driving this whole issue. Let blame the guns. The guns are bad. And, you know, the fact that there are so many of these mass shootings that seem to be committed by people either on or withdrawing from these medications, we don't talk about that because the advertisers will get upset.
Mm-hmm. And the media is also saying that Nancy Lanza, Adam's mother, was a gun toter and you know, had lots of guns, and she was teaching her son how to shoot, and he was going to ranges. But there was independent reporters going around trying to find any records of this, and there wasn't any. They went to all the gun ranges everywhere. There was no records linking them to any shooting ranges. And if you recall, the media was saying that these people were gun lovers, and then obviously they were attacking the Second Amendment rights and stuff like that. So,
anytime anything bad happens, that's the first thing they do is go after the Second Amendment. I think one point you made in your documentary was how initially we were being told that Nancy Lanza was a teacher at that school, and that's why her son went there. Then it came out that no, she wasn't a teacher there. They didn't know who he was. I mean, the story just kept flipping back and forth. And there was this one video clip where they literally had somebody standing up there and say, you know, don't pay any attention to any of this other information that's coming out on the web. Really, we will tell you what you need to know about this. They were afraid the story was breaking down on around them.
Absolutely. And people were starting to see the anomalies, just like all the other things in the past, 9/11, JFK assassination, RFK, MLK, Malcolm X. You can go on through history for a long time, and they've been doing this. They've been shaping history and writing our history books by doing events like this, really. And right away, I wanted to mention, too, that Adam Lanza definitely does not seem to be the type that could pull off an operation like that. If you look at him, he's just a skinny kid who apparently nobody heard about for 3 years prior to the attacks. And there's all sorts of anomalies in regards to who is Adam Lanza. And I tried to point this out in my documentary, and even his death report. Early on, I managed to capture the screen showing that his date of death wasn't the date that they said he died. It was actually prior, indicating that he died.
Yeah, that's another one of the anomalies there, and there's no benign explanation for that. Information was being put up about the Sandy Hook Victims Fund, where the websites were established before the shooting actually happened. That was another thing that you had in there. And what's really amazing is, obviously, the people who put this kind of an operation together are still operating in the mindset at the height of the Cold War, where they could get away with this kind of stuff. But it's a very different world. We know we were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons, and you have to wonder what kind of arrogance that would cause people to try such a stunt today, knowing how skeptical the American people are now about anything coming out of the corporate media and the government.
Yeah, absolutely. And same thing is happening now with Syria, with the weapons that they claim that they was there. They're not finding anything. They're always going to do this to get into countries. Syria is one of the last remaining countries in that region that has its independence, I guess you could say, from the New World Order. Israel is expanding through Palestine. There's all sorts of there's a history there of mass murder and genocide and bloodshed. And this is all part of their agenda to control the world through finances, resources, etc. They're pushing for a one world government system, one religion, one currency, essentially one of everything, a single source for everything. Big Brother, I guess you could say.
Well, there is no question that all wars throughout history have been started with lies, fraud, and deception, because people don't want to go to war, and whatever world leader wants to initiate the war has to lie and trick their population into it to convince them there is no other choice. Whether it's LBJ claiming the Maddox was attacked by torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, whether it was President McKinley claiming that the USS Maine was blown up by a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Roosevelt claiming the attack on Pearl Harbor was a complete surprise, which we all know now, none of those things were true. Roosevelt goaded the Japanese into the attack and then pretended it was a complete surprise to get us into World War II. At this point, everyone understands the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons were all about getting us into war with Iraq. Same thing with the Syrian weapons. And again, this Sandy Hook operation just seems so sloppy. We got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back here with Mark Howitt and his Sandy Hook documentary. I've just reposted it to the top of the main page at whatreallyhappened.com so you can look at it, watch it, save it locally, whatever. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Mark Howitt, producer-director of YouTube Documentaries, and he has this amazing documentary out called Sandy Hook, The Real Truth. I have relinked it to the top of whatreallyhappened.com. It is a 3-hour long tour de force of all the myriad reasons why this is obviously another manufactured fraud to scare us out of our Second Amendment rights, to keep us emotionally, mentally dependent on the police and the government. And it clearly is a fraud. There are so many things wrong with this story. And Mark, in this last segment, you've heard the old phrase, in 25 words or less, and obviously we've got more than 25 words, but what are the major, major contradictions that are so obvious that people are going to say, yeah, there's a problem here with this story?
The multiple suspects that were detained and not discussed through the media, as well as the police audio anomalies. Anybody can download the police audio from that day and hear tons of information on there, as well as the car that Adam apparently drove up to the school. All four doors of the car were open. There was multiple jackets found around it, probably used to conceal the weapons bringing it in, which indicates that a small, fragile, young man like Adam Lanza could not have brought in all the firearms and weaponry and clips and all the stuff that apparently he had in the school. The shooting was, and the killing that they apparently claim happened was very precise, and it just, with the multiple suspects being detained outside of the school running away after the shooting, the videos showing all this, the police audio proving this, it would be silly for somebody to think that, to believe the official story, I guess you could say.
Is one of the I know the Sandy Hook video audios were just allowed out recently, and apparently whoever was releasing them wasn't listening too carefully, because on one of them you can actually hear somebody in the background saying, what, this is all a hoax? And then the supervisor says, I need you to get off the phone right now. And again, there's no benign explanation for that. I think the fact that the car had all four doors open, it's very obvious Adam Lanza was not alone. He was just set up to be the fall guy and the patsy, the way the two kids at Columbine were, because there were multiple shooters there. I remember.
And also James Holmes at Aurora, Colorado. Nobody saw him. His face, whoever was doing the shooting, was wearing a full suit of armor. You couldn't see any skin or facial recognition, nothing. And then there's multiple gas masks found on the scene. The police audio indicates there was multiple suspects that were never discussed. Eyewitnesses also said multiple suspects, just like at Sandy Hook. They had one of the people detained and put in the front seat of the police car at Sandy Hook. So that's kind of strange when you detain somebody who's running away from the scene of the shooting, and then later eyewitnesses are describing how he's sitting in the front seat of the police car. That goes to show that it's probably somebody who was on the inside, a black operation of sorts, somebody who was detained, who was very sloppy and got detained by the police, and later they couldn't talk about it because it was likely a national security measure.
Well, we know that these false flags tend to be very sloppy, and mistakes do happen because they're out there doing things that normally are not done. I think a classic case of that is that back on 9/11, Flight 93 was intended to crash into World Trade Center Building Number 7. When you look at the New York firefighters in the No Day Brothers documentary 9/11, they have been told a third plane is headed toward the World Trade Center. Then, as near as we can tell, either the flight crew or the passengers regained control of Flight 93, and because the facts on the plane didn't match the official story, it had to be shot down. The wreckage was covering 8 miles of countryside, which tells us it came apart in midair. But they rely on the news to just say, oh no, this is what's going on, and pay no attention to all the obvious contradictions. I remember when BBC was challenged on the fact that they had reported Building 7's collapse 26 minutes before it happened. Their only response is, well, we threw away all the original tapes, so we can't tell you what happened. Now, anybody who's worked in TV news understands that original tapes of major news events are a cash cow. You will make money off those tapes, licensing them year after year after year into the future. There is no way they would be thrown away. So, again, these operations are carried out not very carefully, They rely on the news media to convince America everything is okay. Looking back at the John F. Kennedy assassination, they made a lot of mistakes. And looking back at, for example, the magazines of the day, you can see the mistakes they made. You can see Oswald standing in the doorway of the book depository at street level just as Kennedy grabs his throat. But we, back then, we were all trusting. We believed the media when it said, oh, yes, it's this guy did it. Pay no attention to any other evidence, and Americans went along with it. But that was then, and this is now. And Americans are very skeptical, which is healthy for the American people to be. And it just boggles the imagination that whoever is arranging and orchestrating these things somehow is still living in that dream world of the glorious days of the Cold War where they think they can get away with this kind of stuff. Because clearly they can't. Your documentary proves that. My website proves that.
Yeah, and that documentary is called, the one that I made is called Sandy Hook, the documentary. But due to YouTube deleting it off of the page and suppressing my account, now I'm only able to upload videos that are 15 minutes or less in length. So they've totally cut me off on YouTube now from making any further documentaries and posting them full length anyways. So basically what's happened there is other people have copied the video and posted it on their page, and now it has different names, like Sandy Hook, The Truth Exposed, I think is what you called it earlier. But it's actually called Sandy Hook, The Documentary. And it was originally called that on my page.
Well, first of all, can you give us your web page for our listeners to visit?
Well, I have a show. After Sandy Hook, I started doing broadcasts myself to try to cover some news stories and stuff. And you can check that out at unveilingthetruth.com. And there's a link to my YouTube channel on there, as well as a link to the documentaries that are still available on there. But they are slowly taking down my videos and totally suppressing me. They don't want me making videos like this because it definitely, it's like you said, it's a cash cow of information on what really happened. And I plan on making one on the Boston bombing this year since it's a new year.
Well, there's
and
a lot of good information on that one. A lot of,
yeah.
You know,
and there's
also
an author named Ole Domagord who wrote a very good book on Operation 40, the JFK assassination, and how it's linked to all these other groups. So I do plan on working with him, if possible, to make a film about his book and his research, 30 years of research in regards to the black ops that exist in government and their ties to the mafia, organized crime, the royal family, CIA, and all these major events that are happening where it's always the lone killer and the media just paints a picture for us to believe. So it'll be a very interesting year, I think, for what I plan on doing there.
Well, good for you. I guess I'm not surprised that YouTube did that. I mean, normally YouTube, when you have a channel and you post so many videos, they'll make it possible for you to do longer and longer videos. This is the first time I've ever heard of YouTube literally taking somebody with an established track record of producing these videos and all of a sudden arbitrarily saying no more than 50 minutes in length. But again, we know all these online corporations are working hand in glove with the NSA, and I can understand why certainly they don't want this Sandy Hook video to get out, because it isn't just you found a few inconsistencies in the story. It is an overwhelming flood of problems with that official story that just hammers home the point this was another false flag operation. We're coming up on the end of the segment. I'm going to have to let you go. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Be aware of what's going on. And like I said earlier in the broadcast, when something like this happens, be sure to check out the news. Try to save as much video and information as you can right away, because you'll find some really good stuff there that won't be discussed later on. And anybody who wants to check out Virtue Videos, check out unveilingthetruth.com.
We've got to let you go. I'm sorry. We're out of time.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal, and give someone a gift that's meaningful.
a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last half hour of our first show of 2014. And we're going to go right to the phones. Dan in Oregon. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, thank you for accepting the call. I wanted to get a quick question into your guest, but, you know, time did not allow. But anyways, okay. The question I wanted to ask was this. Who's paying for the new school? I mean, in any other school shootings, they never tore down the school building and built a new one, even Columbine. So I'm wondering, you know, where the community is getting the money to build the new school when, in fact, the old one is in pretty decent shape. So that's my question.
Well, you're absolutely right. The school was in excellent shape. It did not need to be demolished. The only reason to demolish it is to guarantee that nobody can go and take a look at the facts enshrined in the bullet holes in the walls. The same reason they bulldozed the compound, the church compound down in Waco, Texas, following that whole disaster. They literally bulldozed that site 6 inches down, took all the material away, buried it in an undisclosed site. Same thing when they demolished the remains of the Oklahoma City Federal Building. And they brought it on down, all the debris taken away, buried in an undisclosed location. They did that in Fort Marcy Park, following the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster and the attempt to make it look like a suicide. The FBI, during their, you'll pardon the expression, investigation, literally bulldozed that whole area where his body had been found and moved around all the monuments to make it impossible for anybody to go back in and look for any trace evidence that might remain. That's the only reason to tear down the Sandy Hook School, to make sure that there is no possibility of finding any physical evidence that contradicts the official story. And I'm sure that the school district has received a very generous grant, either from the government or some other party, to pay for the cost of all of this.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Okay, thank you very much. All righty, let's see. The corporate media is reporting on the heavy storms that are paralyzing traffic all across the Midwest and the Northeast. It's actually very cool and windy here, even for this time of year here in Hawaii. Interesting story came out. This was a YouTube video, and it's talking about a trend in California. Now, we have been hearing from the carbon Nazis and the environmentalists how we should all develop our own power. We should be self-powering and take the strain off fossil fuels. But we understand that the corporations that provide our services don't want that to happen. Out here in Hawaii, solar has become so successful that the Hawaii Electric Company is now trying to find ways to slow the trend down. And there's this story coming out of California where people who are living way, way off in the remote areas where there is no electrical or water hookups are now being told they have to pay to run wires all the way from their home to the latest, to the nearest part of the power grid at a cost of something like $100,000. To get electricity they don't need because they've got windmills and solar. And if they refuse to spend the money to hook their homes to the grid, they're declared a nuisance. And their homes can, they can be kicked off their property, have their property seized and demolished by the nuisance abatement team. So for all the talk about energy independence, they're trying to keep you dependent. Anybody trying to live disconnected off the grid is being attacked right now. They want you dependent because dependency is slavery. Dependent on the electric company for your power. Dependent on petroleum for your energy. Dependent on the food corporations and supermarkets for your food. Dependent on the corporate media for your information and news. Dependent on big pharmaceutical companies for your medical care. They don't want you to be independent. Any more than King George III wanted the American colonists to be independent. Dependency is how they keep control. In their latest effort to try and prove that they are actually still valid or relevant in society, the FBI is now warning police nationwide to be on the alert for people carrying the old farmer's almanac because it could be used for terrorist planning. That's their latest thing. You know, I mean, they've been talking about, if they talk about the Constitution, there are potential terrorists. That's been for years and years. But now they're saying if you've got the old farmer's almanac, you might be a terrorist. It's starting to sound like a sick Fox, Jeff Foxworthy joke. If you have the old farmer's almanac, you might be a terrorist. If you believe in the Constitution, you might be a terrorist. Now, I'm a farm kid. I grew up in New England farming country, and I know the old farmer's almanac very well. There is nothing in there that could be used to plan terror attacks. It's all about planting and seeds and fertilization. There's a weather trends. There's lists of abbreviations of state agencies. It's just a general collection of useful information all in one cover, and it's a very nice book to have. Now, their weather forecasts are not day to day to day. They're general trends over the space of months, and they tend to be very, very accurate. And by the way, the Old Farmer's Almanac is saying it's going to be a very hard, cold winter. But for some reason, the FBI, trying to prove that they're still in control of the terrorist problem in the United States, is now telling police, if you see somebody carrying the Old Farmer's Almanac, they might be a potential terrorist, which is kind of weird because they sell that over at the local Safeway. Because a lot of people here in Hawaii are into gardening. And a lot of them are growing vegetable gardens right now. And you can go down to our local Safeway. It's right on the magazine rack by the checkout counter right next to Time and all the other propaganda magazines. But if you buy it and the police see you carrying it, you're on that list as a terrorist suspect. What they're trying to do is create a situation where everybody is a terrorist suspect for some reason so they don't have to worry about the Constitution anymore. What do you mean, Fourth Amendment? You're a terrorist suspect. Of course we can look into your phone calls. That's what they're trying to do. And the old Soviet Union used to do exactly the same thing. Everybody was suspected of something, which made it okay for the GRU and the KGB to basically go on out and abuse people. Same thing in East Germany with the Stasi. Everybody was suspected of something that made it okay for the police to be spying on everyone. We're going to take a phone call here, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, happy New Year, Mike. I bought some extra pyrotechnics to detonate on New Year at the strike of midnight.
Good for you.
So I thought of you and Claire. But you know the thing about the Farmer's Almanac. You know the thing is, if you look at the FBI handbook, even carrying a Klingon linguistic book from Star Trek is a terrorist paraphernalia item.
Okay.
I'm serious. I'm learning how to speak Klingon.
I think the only possible rationale for that is they don't want you speaking a language they themselves cannot speak, which I guess would extend to if you've got some of these, Rosetta Stone discs to learn Chinese, which is probably a good idea right about now. The same rationale could apply. But if you step back and look, it's absurd. All these reasons to think somebody's a terror suspect. They're just trying to paint a wide brush across all the law-abiding American citizens in order to rationalize the discarding of constitutional rights.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't surprise me if they say people carrying Woman's Day and Family Circle and People Magazine are a terrorist suspect.
Oh, I'm sure if you're carrying People Magazine, they view you as a loyal, patriotic citizen because you're not muddying up your head with all that alternative media stuff. You're reading the important stuff about celebrities.
Well, but you know, the thing is, I just don't see this lasting for long. I just don't see it lasting. Because, you know, the thing is, I sat there and posted something on my Facebook, and that was, I'd rather go through Russian customs entering the country then go through a security checkpoint at Times Square to go see the ball drop. And I got a bunch of likes and a bunch of comments because a bunch of people, you know, went out of the country, came back in, and, you know, they even went through Times Square through a checkpoint, and they say, and they know what they mean. I said, I won't go to Times Square if I have to go through these checkpoints.
No, people are staying away from these events. Apparently, they still have something like 5,000 tickets unsold for the upcoming Indianapolis race because people don't want to subject themselves to that. They're harming the businesses. Tourism here in Hawaii has just been hammered ever since TSA started their crotch-groping tactics.
Well,
it's harming. We have an economy that is already hovering at the edge of collapse, and we've got TSA destroying tourism. NSA is destroying our domestic IT services and products. All of this enhanced security and groping is destroying public events like sporting events and conventions. Nobody wants to be bothered anymore with this stuff. And it's harming an already weak economy, and nobody seems to have any common sense in Washington, D.C., that it has, in fact, gone too far. George, I got to let you go. We got a commercial break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. StemGevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh, in the Afternoon. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Fight with Pharaoh, open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh, in the Afternoon.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The American stock market didn't have a really good day today. That'll get everybody thinking going into the week here, or into next week, rather. The disaster sirens here on the island of Oahu just sounded off during that commercial break. Of course, every first of the month at this time, they test them. And since yesterday was New Year's Day, they pushed this test into one day later here on January 2nd. Which I probably, the Secret Service over there with Obama dropped their coffee when they heard that one go off. Their nerves are probably already on edge after all the fireworks that we had on New Year's. Because I don't think they were expecting that. Anyway, speaking of the federal government and preparations here, interesting story. And I had the link right over to the federal government's website for putting out tenders for procurement, which is a fancy way of saying I want to buy something. And the government has now ordered 14 million potassium iodide tablets to be delivered in a month. And this is going to the Department of Health and Human Services. And the question is, are they expecting a nuclear war someplace? Or are they expecting more problems from Fukushima, which continues to just emit steam? TEPCO has now drilled holes through the walls of those reactors and confirmed that much of the fuel assemblies are missing. They're not missing. We know where they are. They're down in the ground. And at some point, they're going to hit the water table, and that's when it's going to get really, really ugly. Apparently, Merck put out a pharmaceutical for the cattle industry called Zilmax. And apparently they've finally been forced to halt the sales after cattle started losing their hooves, which is a terrible thing for a cow, and cattle were outright dying. Basically, they're saying that the cattle's feet were basically coming apart, literally just falling apart from this medication. Another story from the Daily Sheeple. Eight babies in China have died in the last 2 months shortly after being injected with the hepatitis B vaccine. This was reported in the New York Times. And the deaths are being linked to vaccine manufacturer Kangtai Biological Products. Kangtai is saying, it's just a coincidence they died after taking our vaccine. We talked earlier in the show about how 700,000 vials of Gardasil have been recalled because they contain tiny shards of glass. They're just going crazy with this stuff. Apparently, the United States agricultural farming industries are using 40 tons of antibiotics every single day to grow food. As they crowd more and more animals into these very tight factory farms, they have to keep them pumped up on antibiotics to prevent disease from wiping out the entire crops. As a result, we're starting to see antibiotic-resistant diseases show up in these animals. And, of course, these pharmaceuticals, if they are not fully and completely metabolized by the animal prior to harvesting, you wind up eating that stuff. Another story coming out, this was a YouTube video. Jerry Rossman, pig farmer in Iowa, was cultivating GMO corn, Roundup Ready, BT Ready, and he fed the corn to his pigs. After 1 year, all of his pigs are sterile. They cannot reproduce. Meanwhile, there is a lobbyist group that was lobbying against GMO labeling that has been sued for refusing to release the list of funders that supported them. Now, anybody who's got a lobbying group, public interest group, the funding is supposed to be public information. And the group, the Grocery Manufacturer Association, put millions of dollars into the fight against Washington's Initiative 522 to mandate GMO labeling. The Grocery Manufacturer Association is hiding where that money came from, refuses to release it. It's completely illegal. They're obviously protecting somebody, and now they're being sued for that here. Oh, my goodness here. Interesting story I found, and I posted it to the website a few days ago. A flashback. Back in the 1930s, at the height of the American eugenics movement, and remember, Hitler's program for eugenics, for racial hygiene, was modeled on American programs of the decade before. You're not supposed to remember that because Hitler, eugenics, bad. But our country was very much into it. The Rockefeller Foundation put forward a plan for the government to determine which Americans were fit to reproduce, and all others would be sterilized. An attempt to control human breeding, who are fit to reproduce. Well, I can tell you where that's going to fall apart right now. If only the rich and powerful are fit to breed, then in the following generation, those offspring of the rich and powerful are going to be in trouble because they forgot to include plumbers and electricians and mechanics on that list of people fit to reproduce. Interesting story over in Ireland. The number of atheists in Ireland has increased by 400% over the last 10 years. They're saying the massive increase is due to a huge breakdown in trust between the Catholic Church and many of its traditional constituencies, which is, you know, it's kind of hard to reconcile the priests diddling the little kitties with their claim to represent the supreme moral authority of the universe. It's a real obvious contradiction there. Now, a lot of people are hoping that the new pope, Francis, is going to restore faith and trust in the Catholic Church. Unfortunately, he's already waffling back and forth on some of the issues he's talking about. He certainly does not seem to have yet taken a strong stance against all these American wars of conquest. And finally, I want to talk about some geological information. First of all, Fukushima over by the reactors, they've gotten a swarm of moderate quakes, which is only going to help shake, rattle, and roll things in those reactors further on down to wherever they're going here. But over in the Canary Islands, the El Hierro volcano has been quaking and looks like it's about to erupt. Now, this is a different island than the La Palma Island and the Cumbre Vieja volcano. But a lot of people are very, very concerned because that Cumbre Viejo volcano, the western part of that volcano, is already starting to slip and slide. And if there were an eruption in that volcano that could trigger an entire landslide of that volume of matter into the ocean, it would sort of look like Mount St. Helens, where that whole northern face of the volcano fell off all at once, only this is a lot larger. And were it to do that and go into the Atlantic Ocean, there would be monster tsunamis all over the eastern seaboard. And so we're watching that situation. Scientists are now saying that the magma chamber underneath the Yellowstone supervolcano is far larger than they thought. And it is a reminder that the power of nature is still way beyond human capability to alter it. And I know the carbon Nazis are out there saying that if you pay a carbon tax, we will stop climate from changing. And that is completely absurd. Climate always changes. In the 4.5 billion year history of planet Earth, there has never been a time when climate was not changing. All life forms alter the environment around them. That is inescapable. But our government is really good at taxing you to solve made-up problems like global warming. But when something like Fukushima happens, or the Gulf oil disaster happens, or accidents with GMO happens, they can't do a thing about it. They don't know how. They just have the corporate media tell you, it's okay, it's not a problem. A little radiation is good for you. A little vaccine, a little mercury in your vaccines is good for you. Just go on believing us and all will be well. But they can't really do anything about the real problems that are out there, especially the problems they've created for themselves, like private central banking, which has plunged the government and the people of the United States into an unpayable black hole of debt. But they're going to go on trying. They're going to go on trying. They're going to keep trying to force everybody onto Obamacare to get those new tax revenues. And because that's not working out too well, I am predicting on this show that when the snow starts to melt in spring, Obama is going to go back to talking to us about a carbon tax and how we must save the future of Earth from this human-caused global warming. All right, there's the music. It's time for us to call it a day. We will be back tomorrow. Please make a point of going over to Republic Broadcasting. I know it's the start of the year, not the end of the year fundraising. Hit that donate button. It'll take you to where you can use a PayPal link. There's a postal address in Round Rock, Texas, where you can send donations anonymously. We do need your help to stay on the air. We need your help to grow. We need your help to get the information out to the American people so they can make good choices. Thank you for all of you who did support us, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.